This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, and for today's Silicon Tally, I've got Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson in the studio to play along. Tracy, are you ready to battle in the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
Four blocks.
I don't know how long it takes you to get from the Apple Store back to the office.
If by office you mean Microsoft Office, because Microsoft is opening its flagship store four blocks from the Manhattan Apple Cube. Have you ever been to the Apple Cube in Midtown Manhattan?
I have been, and I've also walked by it numerous times and seen all of the people taking pictures of themselves in front of it.
Yes. What would Microsoft have to do to get you to take a selfie in front of it?
It would have to be a perfect sphere.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for me?
1 kilometer.
The location of the new PayPal offices that have been, they're moving from the eBay offices, so now they're going to be like 1 kilometer away?
That is how close a drone company employee came to the caldera of an erupting Icelandic volcano. He sent his quadcopter up with a GoPro, and when it came back, the front of the GoPro was melted, but the memory card was okay. So there is some awesome footage of orange lava against a night sky. You got to check it out online.
All right. I got a number for you. 48% of smartphone users
are now trying to bend their phones.
This is actually a very good guess. Do you have your phone on you?
No.
Does it have any cracks in it?
It's got some love chips in the back of the case.
Love chips.
No okay. Cracks in the screen.
Okay, so 48% of smartphone users have reported using a damaged device. I mean, how many friends do you have that have a perfect device? Not that many, right?
Not that many, no. And I have dropped this phone many a time.
All right, fair enough. What do you got?
$1.5 million.
Can I have a hint?
It involves a variation on your morning cup of Joe.
A Starbucks coffee put in a mug made out of diamond computer chips?
No. That is the amount of refunds the Federal Trade Commission says are owed to people who bought some bras, girdles, and leggings infused with caffeine.
Wait.
The makers of this clothing claimed, erroneously, that caffeine would help people lose weight.
I feel like I would wear clothing that, like, delivered things that I don't want to eat.
That'd be pretty good.
Like a broccoli t-shirt.
Asparagus.
Asparagus undershirt. Yeah. Okay. Tracy Samuelson. Tracy, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you, Ben.
True story. There is a special listener version of Silicon Tally and much more, all at marketplacetech.org.